Hey everybody, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into a topic that plagues almost every single one of us at some point. Procrastination. You know that feeling when you have this massive to-do list staring you down, your brain is buzzing with ideas, but your motivation? Well, let's just say it's taking an extended vacation somewhere sunny and warm. Trust me, I've been there more times than I care to admit. But guess what? We can conquer this beast. We can learn to silence those inner demons whispering sweet nothings about doing it later and actually get stuff done. And the best part? Stoicism has some seriously awesome tools to help us out. It's all about taking control of our thoughts, managing our emotions, and focusing on what we can control, which is definitely more productive than dwelling on the mountain of tasks we haven't tackled yet. So, let's break down 5 key Stoic strategies that can help you bust through procrastination and become a productivity powerhouse. First up, accept responsibility. This one might seem obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We tend to blame external factors like deadlines, distractions, or even the weather for our procrastination habits. But the truth is, we have the power to choose how we respond to these situations. So, instead of whining about a messy desk, guilty, acknowledge that you're choosing to avoid the task at hand. Take ownership and recognize that your actions are ultimately in your control. Next, focus on what you can control. Ever feel overwhelmed by a massive project? It's like staring down a giant monster. Instead of getting paralyzed by the whole thing, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. What can you accomplish right now? Focus your energy on that single step and celebrate each victory as you move forward. Remember, progress over perfection. Third, practice mindful awareness. When those procrastination demons start whispering sweet nothings, take a moment to pause and observe your thoughts. Notice the urge to distract yourself, but don't judge yourself for it. Just gently acknowledge it and redirect your attention back to the task at hand. It's like training your brain to be more focused and present, one mindful step at a time. Now, let's talk about finding joy in the work itself. This might sound counterintuitive when you're staring down a boring spreadsheet or a mountain of paperwork. But remember, even mundane tasks can have value. Find meaning in your work by focusing on the bigger picture and how it contributes to your goals. Can you turn that dreaded task into a game? Can you find a way to make it more creative or engaging? Finally, cultivate resilience. Setbacks are inevitable, but don't let them derail your progress. When you slip up, get back on track with compassion for yourself. Remind yourself that you're learning and growing, and every experience, even the frustrating ones, is an opportunity to become stronger and more resilient. Okay, let's talk about a real-world example, something we can all relate to. Imagine you have a major presentation coming up. You know it's important, but instead of diving into your research and practicing, you find yourself scrolling through social media, binge-watching the new show everyone's talking about, or even cleaning the entire house. Yes, I've been there. You tell yourself, I'll get to it later, but those later moments keep slipping away. Sound familiar? Here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting procrastination take over, try these strategies. First, acknowledge that you're choosing to avoid the task. It's okay to feel a little uneasy, but don't let fear paralyze you. Remember, it's just a presentation, not a world-ending event. You've got this. Next, break down the preparation into smaller, manageable chunks. Research one topic today, practice your introduction tomorrow, and so on. Celebrate each step as a victory, building momentum towards that final goal. When those distractions start creeping in, gently redirect your attention back to your presentation. Remind yourself of the purpose and value of this project. It's a chance to share your knowledge, make an impact, and build confidence. So, remember, procrastination is not your enemy, it's simply a habit that can be broken. By embracing these Stoic principles, you can take control of your time, boost your productivity, and achieve amazing things. Alright folks, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful. Remember, you are capable of achieving great things, but it starts with taking that first step. So go out there, crush those goals, and remember to practice a little Stoic resilience along the way. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.